good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, where I'm broadcasting from home today because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Marvelous Mfanganya Huye.
And I'm Tungamile Nkomo.
And the Ministry of Health published its figures of the latest COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, although they're from April 15th. As Zimbabwe currently has 37,422 confirmed cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic started in March last year, including 34,961 recoveries and, unfortunately, 1,550 deaths. And to date, looking at the COVID-19 vaccine, which is now in its second phase, the country has vaccinated 252,932 people. And they are trying to get to the herd immunity of 10 million people today in Tunga.
Indeed, Mav. And globally, we have seen 139 million coronavirus cases plus 2.9 million deaths. That's almost 3 million people dead across the globe, different countries, including Zimbabwe, Mav.
Yes, and as people come in, I just note that this is a pre-recording, so some of the figures that you watch later on may have changed by the time you actually watch this program. And then, Tsunga, we look at the political situation. Zimbabwe is currently looking forward, or some Zimbabweans, to the independence holiday, which is on Sunday. This Sunday and Monday is also a holiday in Zimbabwe, so we'll be weighing in with experts. What
does
this independence mean for Zimbabwe?
Yebo, mafukunjalo. Kwabanengi bathi hayi si independence ekhona ngesonto ayisho lutho. Kubo ngoba bathi sokuleminyaka engu 41 engamachumi amane lanye. 41 years. IZimbabwe ithole uzibuse, kodwa abaningi bathi vele kababona ukuthi inkululeko impi yenkululeko yayingeyani, ngoba okwakuqala bathi baphila njengezigqili eZimbabwe, bayadubeka, umnotho kawumanga kuhle, akulamsebenzi. Abanye bathi bayahlukuluzwa kulokuhlukuluzwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Ngabasola uhulumende labo, kodwa kuzoba labanye abakuhlangothi lukahulumende abathi hayi, kubalulekile ukuthi i-independence, usuku lwe-independence, usuku lukazibuse lukhwabithwe, ngoba lusuku lapho iZimbabwe eyakhahlela khona umbuso woncindezelo, umbuso wabelungu, kwangena abantu abansundu abayibo abalokhe bephethe lamanje abebandla leZANU-PF. Ludaba esizakhuluma ngalo lona lolo kuhlelo lwethu, uhlelo lwe-Live Talk, udaba lwe-independence. Kodwa kulodaba njalo olomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Okuludaba oluqhubeka luhlupha elizweni. Siyabona ukuthi sikhuluma nje izolo kubhubhe abantu ababili ngalo mkhuhlane, njalo kutholakale abangamashumi amahlanu lantathu 53 belo mkhuhlane lo ngelanga la izolo. Njalo esikhathini esedluleyo, kumalanga la ambalwa edluleyo, amanani ama-infections ebesephansi kakhulu. Uthola ukuthi ngosuku mhlawumbe kutholakale abantu abahlanu kumbe abalitshumi kuphela, kodwa kuthe ngemva kwekhefu lephasika mhlawumbe ngokuhamba-hamba kwabantu lokuyekethiswa kweziqondiso ze-lockdown, hayi, kubonakale amanani esengani ayakhuphuka. Yikho nje izolo sithole abantu abangu-53 velo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokwenqabela lomkhuhlane lalo luyaphambili endaweni ezedluleyo. Lizakhumbula ukubana sesikuhlandla lesibili esingathi ngu-phase 2, lapho kuhlatshwa khona abantu abadala, ababalisi labanye nje abatshiyeneyo. Izolo, I think for the first time, kuhlatshwe abantu, inani labantu eledlula. Wonke lamalanga edluleyo selokhe lolu hlelo luqalileyo. Kuhlatshwe abantu abangu 21,300, inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanye, lamakhulu amathathu. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala ngoba kulamajekiseni ayi-2 umuntu kumele ahlatshwe amajekiseni ayi-2 ukuthi ukuvikeleka kwakhe kulomkhuhlane kube kuzinga eliphezulu. Ngakho abangu 21,300 laba ngabahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala. Okukhuphule inani lasebehlatshwe lijekiseni laya ku-252,932. Then abahlatshwe esibili ingeyokugcina njalo izolo bangu-2,453. Lokho kukhuphule inani lasebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Ngokutsho kwami ngeyokugcina njalo laya ku-32,949. Onga ngokuthi inani lasebehlatshiwe amajekiseni omabili hayi selihambile mpela selisiya kubo-280,000 khonapho. Lizakhumbula ukuthi uhulumende uthi ufuna ukuhlaba abantu abangu-10 million. Izigidi ezingamashumi amabili by the end of the year ngokuphela komnyaka ukuze kuthiwe hayi umkhuhlane we-corona usuvandizelwe mpela eZimbabwe kodwa ngamanani ahlatshwayo ngelanga abezempilakahle bathi hayi kuza kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi sifike kulelo zinga lokuhlaba abantu abangu-10 million by the end of the year. Maf.
Wa tinotenda ntsunga apo tikona isu nhasi kuna vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa pari zvino tikutarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yekuti nemusi wesvondo richave riri zuva rekuzvitonga kuzere asi vazhinji vari kutarisa ivo vachiti nemamiriro akaita zvinhu zvinhu pari zvino zviri kushupa munyika ukuwo vari pasi pelockdown kana kuti COVID-19 pandemic iyo yatora upenyu hwevanhu vakawanda pasi rose kusanganisira even imomuno muamerica tinoona kuti mune vanhu vanodaudzira 500,000 vakawanikwa vachifa kubva kudenda irori saka vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti vada kuona kuti zvii zvichabuda panyaya iyoyi yekuti nyika yawanikwa iyo iri kuzvisiyo ine kuzvitonga kuzere. Tinoona kuti vebatiso rezanupf vanenge vachiti ehe nyika ine kuzvitonga kuzere asi vemamwe mapati vachipikisa vachiti aiwa pari zvino tiri kuona isu vazhinji vanoita zvekupikisa vachiwanikwa vachisungwa uyezve vari muchitirongo tinotarisa isu kuti pari zvino pana Cecilia Chimbiri naJohana Mamombe veMVC Alliance vakawanikwa ivo vachipiwa kana kuti vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vapiwe ivo mukana wekuti vabhadharise mari yechibatiso kuti vabve muchitirongo. Saka zvimwe zviri kutaurwa nevanhu izvi kuti panguva iyo nyika yakatarisana nekuzvitonga kuzere Zimbabwe ine kuzvitonga kuzere here. Tombotarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda iro recovid-19 tinoona bazi rezveutano rakazivisa iro nezuro kuti pane vanhu vanosvitsa pari zvino 37,422 vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 munyika tichitarisa isu kubvira ratanga muna Machi gore rapfuura. Totarisa kuti pane vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri asi vakazowanikwa vachiri kunda vanosvika ivo pa34,961 pari zvino. Tozotarisawo vamwe vakabatwa necovid-19 asi vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya ava vakamira ivo vari pa1,550 pari zvino. Tinoziva zvakare kuti pasi rose riri pasi pechirongwa chekuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba yekuzvidzivirira kubva kucovid-19. Zimbabwe iri pasi pechirongwa ichochi zvakare uyezve tiri kuona kuti yasvika paphase 2 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yecovid-19 pari zvino yamira iyo pa252,932 uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti chirongwa ichi chicharamba chichienderera mberi. Uyezve tichitarisa kuti pane zvimwewo zviri kuitika pamusoro penyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika. Takaona isu vatungamiri vemunyika yemusadak vachiwanikwa ivo vachishanya vachienda ivo kunzvimbo yeMozambique uko takaona isu vakawanikwa ivo vachinotarisa mamiriro akaita zvino pari zvino panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tawanawo zvakare tichiwana mumwe wechizvarwa cheZimbabwe ari kunzvimbo iyoyi akatoti iye akatiza kuzvikubva kuMozambique iko kwachiendawo kune imwe nzvimbo isina hondo pari zvino. Asi nhasi tichinyanyotarisa hedu nyaya yekuzvikonga kuzere kwenyika yeZimbabwe uyezve nenyaya yeCovid-19 asi tisingakanganwi kuti pane zvimwe zviri kuitikawo zvakadai sehondo iri kuitika muMozambique apo tiri kuona vazhinji vachirasikirwa neupenyu uyezve sekutaura kwaita munyarikani watataura naye iyeye abva ataura iye kuti pari zvino vanhu vazhinji vari kutowanikwa ivo vachitiza neupenyu hwavo apo tiri kuona zviri kuitika kune avo vari kuona pachivhitivhiti kana kune avo vakateerera muredhiyo pari zvino tiri kuona masoja achiedza achengetedze vanhu kuti vasawanikwe ivo vachirasikirwa neupenyu. Ndo zviri kuitika muMozambique pari zvino uyezve takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachishanyira nzvimbo iyoyo yeMaputo Capital City yeMozambique vachiita musangano nevamwe vatingati vatungamiri venyika yemufadhasi kuti vaedze kuzeya kuti zvoitwa sei panyaya apo tiri kunzwa vari kutaura kuti vane vari kuwanikwa ivo vakamira vamwewo vari kubva mune dzimwe nyika vauya nevechiuto kuti vabatsire vagari vemunzvimbo iyoyi kune hondo kuMozambique. Tichaedza kuti tione kuti tingawana here mumwe munyarikani wedu watataura naye akawanikwa achitiza munzvimbo iyi tingatipowo pfungwa dzavo kuti kwakamira sei uyezve kuti vari kuti ivo kana kutofona havasi kukwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachibata hama dzavo sezvo kusina network pari zvino. Asi vakatiwo zvakare vanga vari kufara nekuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo vari kukwanisa kubata Studio 7 vachinzwa mamiriro akaita zvinhu muMozambique. Saka apo tiri kuona vacho vabatwa vari kunzi vari kupfurukidza mwero vachiita zvehondo imomo Mozambique vachiwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nemasoja. Tichange tiri kungoteerera mbicha nemuchidimbu zviri kutaurwawo nevamwe nekuti vamwe vari kuti vari kutarisana nenzara vamwe vari kuti vada kudzokera kudzimba dzavo asi sekuona kwamuri kuita uyezve kune avo vasiri kuona vakateedza paredhiyo aiwa tikuona nzvimbo dzakawanda dzakawanikwa idzo dzichiparadzwa uyezve tikuona mauto akawanda munzvimbo iyoyi vachiedza kuchengetedza runyararo. Vamwewo vari kuti pari zvino Zimbabwe nemamiriro akaita zvinhu kuti hamuna chikafu vamwe vanhu vari kutarisa nezvakawanda wanda vari kuda kunyatsoziva kuti ko Zimbabwe ingabatsira sei Mozambique vakaona chii zvakanaka regaiti
when we jumped one river, we found the people with the gun, they were shooting one another, and there's another people also just chatting at the people. So we tried to run away.
They shoot people, even their full are shooting us, then we run away.
Saka apo tiri kuona vamwe vari kuedza kutsanangura ivo zviri kuitika munzvimbo iyi vachiti pari zvino vari kuti ivo chiri kunyanyonetsa ndechekuti vanhu vari kuwanikwa vachipfurwa uyezve pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika munzvimbo iyoyi kuMozambique. Asi regai ndidzore munyarikani wedu mukomana Tunga tichitange hedu tichienderera mberi nechirongwa chedu tichingoonawo zviri kuitika ikoko kuMozambique pari zvino. Tunga.
Yebo mavu kunjalo lapho beli ibona ke ababukeleyo umumo oselizweni laseMozambique lapho okulempi eqalwe ngabahlamuki bokholo lwesiMuslim abedlulise amalawulo babulale abantu abaningi kakhulu kumavika asanda kwedlula badala lo monakalo omkhulu kakhulu okubangele ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa njengomunye wabakhokheli beSADC bethekelela ke eMozambique kumavika amabili edluleyo bayaphuma lesinqumo sokuthi umanyano lo kumele uqoqe ibutho amabutho aza kuyaphathisa uhulumende wakho nale eMozambique ukulwisana ke laba hlamuki laba ludaba oluhluphayo ngoba kulesizalwane seZimbabwe esezifele kulimpi njengoba singomakhelwane nje kufana nje lokuthi eZimbabwe eBotswana siyazi kulesizalwane seZimbabwe eziningi ngoba sakhelene singomakhelwane eSouth Africa lakho kunjalo laseMozambique kunjalo lakho ngoba sakhelene singomakhelwane banenge abantu beZimbabwe abasebenza khona le kwele Mozambique njalo ukhona osekhonfenyiwe kuvike edluleyo ukuthi hayi ubhubhele khona le ke ungomunye wabantu ababulawa ngabahlamuki laba edolobheni lePalma bese behlasele kumaviki amabili edluleyo yilo ke udaba lwaseMozambique lolo esesikumelele kathesi njengoba isada ke yaphuma lesinqumo yokuthi amazwe wonke la aqoqe amabutho awo aqoqela eZimbabwe aye khona leke kwele Mozambique kuyaphathisa uhulumende kamongameli Philippe Nyusi ukulwisana labahlamuki laba abasanda kusixhuma sikulive talk njalo umsakazo ngowestudio 7 uhlelo lamhlanje luphatha ikakhulu udaba lwe-independence udaba losuku lukazibuse iZimbabwe ifikisa ke iminyaka engamashumi amane lanye 41 ngesonto ithole uzibuse kumbe singathi independence ingesingisi abanye bayakhala badayi akula lutho olukhona kuyadutshekwa eZimbabwe kanti uhulumente utshaya abantu ubopha abantu wephula amalungelo ikakhulu abe MDC sikhangela nje ukuthi kulelunga le MDC uMakomborero Haruzibishe ogwetshelwe ukupika okomnyaka olenyanga ezimpili last week ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokwala ukubotshwa kanye lelokuphehla udlakela iMDC ithi isehlakalo leso sitshengisa ukuthi akula nkululeko eZimbabwe ngoba ibandla leli liyakulandula ukuthi uMakomborero waphehla udlakela kuzokuba labanye njalo abe-MDC abafana labo Joana Mamombe labo Cecilia Chinpiri asebencitshwe ithuba lokukhululwa nge-bail kumbe ngemali yesibambiso abalokhu bevalelwe eshikurubi beseteswa icala lokwephula isiqondiso zokuvalwa kwelizwe eze-lockdown lakho lokho i-MDC ithi kuveza sobala ukuthi hayi akula nkululeko eZimbabwe ngakho ngesonto akula lutho lokuthakazelela ngoba abantwana beZimbabwe bethwele nzima kanti laselizweni akula misebenzi njalo umnotho udilikile kodwa abezanu-PF ngakho olunye uhlangothi bathi hayi kuningi okokuthakazelela okufana layo inkululeko ngokwayo khonoko ukuthi ilizwe lasuswa ezandleni zabelungu ababedume kakhulu ngokuncindezela abantu abansundu ithi iZANU-PF khonoko kukodwa kuveza ukuthi hayi ilizwe lilakho okokuthakazelela bathanda kakhulu njalo abezanu-PF ukusola umgabe bathi lokho kwemisebenzi ukuthi akula msebenzi elizweni hayi into yakudala eyabangelwa kakhulu ngomgabe bona bathi hayi baphethe kuhle benza konke eyabakwenelisayo ukusungula imisebenzi singazi wena mlaleli ekhaya khonapho ukuthi umi ngaphi sithathe esingathi i-guest yethu yakuqala umhlonitshwa wethu kuhlelo udokotela Shepherd Mpofu dokotela ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo
ngiyabonga njani baba hayi abalaleli ekhaya emakhaya la kuzindawo ezehlukeneyo
Yeah, siyabonga siyaphila ngapha silethemba labo bazi ephilele kakhulu abalaleli. First of all, is Independence Day on Sunday. What does that mean to you?
It's an ambivalent moment, really, because at one time we quote flag independence, and for somebody who comes from a family where there are people who went to fight in the liberation struggle, and some of whom died and some came back, it was a mixed emotion sort of a time or moment when Zimbabwe got its independence. But when I look at it now, it was actually a wasted moment, wasted lives, as it were, if we look at what Zimbabwe turned out to be. There are millions of Zimbabweans based in the diaspora, not because of their liking, but because the party that came into power after independence actually plundered and looted the economy, plundered and looted lives, plundered its future. To an extent that people don't see any future in Zimbabwe at the moment. Hence, you have qualified teachers who are working in restaurants. You have qualified teachers who are selling in the streets of Hillbrook, staying 10, 15 of them in a room divided by curtains, staying in indignity. You have Zimbabweans who are suffering from xenophobia and racism in different parts of the world. Because Zimbabwe turned out to be, not because they like it, because the narrative by the pro-status quo agents is that people are outside the country because they like it. No, it's because of lack of future, because of lack of hope, because of violence, because of the stolen opportunities that visited Zimbabwe in the hands of ZANU-PF. So Independence Day, Zimbabwe at 41, is actually a moment of mourning rather than a moment of celebrating. For many people have been pushed on the margins by ZANU-PF and its supporters and its beneficiaries.
Thank you there, Dr. Mpofu, and please do stay on the line, Marv.
Unfortunately, in Tunga, we have Dr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF, but he has dropped, so we're still waiting to hear from him. So we'll move over to Mr. Siampondo David of MBC Alliance. What's your view? What does independence mean to you while I try to locate Dr. Maras?
Thank you very much, Marvelous. And in fear of diluting what Dr. Mpofu said, I'm really in agreement and in unison with what he has said. So if we look closely, if Rhodesia was in the state of Zimbabwe is right now, trust me, not a single person was going to volunteer and go to the Liberation Front and waste his life. Our country has been ransacked. Our country has been collapsed. I mean, we now only have a shell of Zimbabwe. So for to talk of independence, yes, it was a facade that we have been sold. It's something which is superficial to us. But what I can say is we had a transition. We did not achieve a total independence in our country. We had a transition from colonial rule, being dominated by the minority whites, into a black rule that is dominated by a minority blacks who have concentrated power in their hands. So independence to the majority of Zimbabweans right now, it doesn't make much sense to talk about, because it's not there. It's not bringing fruits on the table, mainly because we are not saying because we are economically disadvantaged. No, we understand that our families differ. We cannot compare ourselves in terms of other countries like the United States, UK, and they have their own system of accumulating wealth. But we are content with a Zimbabwe which have got deprivations, but which have got peace and tranquility. But if we look at this situation right now, there isn't anything like that. So people, they are subjected to harassment. People, they are being beaten day in, day out. People are being abducted by their own country, by their own state, their own government, which is supposed to be protecting them. People are being needlessly jailed just because they are having different opinions and views on how governance should be done in the country. So to us, as young people and the general citizen of Zimbabwe, we don't feel we are independent at all, and we feel there's a lot that is supposed to be done for us to achieve that freedom in our country. So what we have right now is just a name and a date. That 18 April, we are going to be celebrating independence. But independence from what? From what? From who? Is it only because we didn't want to be dominated by the whites? Are we shifting ourselves from white domination to black domination? So that is the bone of contention between us as Zimbabweans and the regime that we have right now. They have to deliver and usher total freedom and independence to the people of Zimbabwe. As of now, we can't talk of an independent Zimbabwe.
Maybe in Tsunga, I'm going to try and get Dr. Mavaza so that he can speak on behalf of the ruling party, because he just sent a message to say that he's failing to log on. So, you know, to move forward, I'm just going to try and see if we can get him on the phone. But in the meantime, let's I have the gentleman from Mozambique on the phone, who was actually involved in one of the areas where they had to evacuate while we're trying to get Dr. Maraza. And Tunga, maybe you can also try and get him off air, so that we can try and hear his view. But you know, Tunga Migai, Nemu Faro, Pano Pachirongwa, Chedu, Kaurai, Nyu, Tare, Nyine, Kwa Muri. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Kaurai, Nyu, Tare, Nyine, Kwa Muri.
Kuna kundo kuni hondo, ndiko Cape Delgado, ndiko kuni hondo, ndiko kuni province ni hondo, saka musuka kaitika hondo yaka pezisirai. Zangandri kunjumbu ya jikunze Kupalma. Kupalma yuko kunduko kuni project, ye Mozambique, yini ngirukuda kubudi samari ya kati om. Kino ita 60 billion, yema US dollars, saka itriko kuni basa yuko kwanza ku truku drive ka saka takawani kizwa ni ma kurujete muswa 24 mahap 3 pichiri kushanda saka takatanga kuita se vakasika ka vakatanga ku tuti vakasika vakati bata tisina kumirira because takatiri pabasa. Ndongo vakatanga kuita se kuraya vanhu vakawandisa vanhu ivavo isu takatiza takapinda musango ka takaita 1 week tiri musango saka taita 1 week tiri musango changa tichinetsa inyaya yecommunication yanga isi pasina because ka vanhu vese vanga vachiri ku vanga ri kutiza ka vaimhanyira musango vamwe vacho vakapinda mumvura inini pachangu chachaizvo ndakaenda musango ndakaita 5 days ndisina kudya chinhu chinopisa saka ndairarama chete nezvinhu zvekuti wakwanisa kuona kana kuti mandioka kunoko inonzi mandioka ka ndo unokwanisa kudya mbambaira unokwanisa kudzowana saka kusvika ndakaona ndege ndo yakanditakura kubva kupalma ndakazouya kuti Pemba, no capital yacho yeprovinsi ye Cabo Delgado. Saka izvozvo ndiri kuno ku Pemba kwacho ndiri kumirira hama kuti pamwe ndinogona kuuyawo ndozvandatiza ndaenda kumaputi ndokumupusha kwangu chaizvo.
Ehe, saka zvakamira zvakadaro muri iri kupi parizvino?
Mhuri zakasara ukukakasara mukoma wangu nemukadzi wake ndo vakasara ikoko saka izvezvika vanotadza kubatana because mungu wacho haana kana foni saka asina fonika mumwe ane fonika ari kuti ari kuzama kutsvaga vamwe vacho akavawana ndongovapinda se anokwanisa kuti vakwira ndege vauya kupemba chinonetsa nyaya yekuti munhu akatiza akasina foni kuti umubata zvinonetsa saka izvozvo magare yacho ari kunetsa futi because tiri kutya kuti tizokere panzvimbo yacho iyoyo
saka pari zvino munofunga kuti muchawana here hama dzenyu
handizivi hangu because ka hama dzakatiza saka munhu wao akaziva kwake nguva takatanga yakatanga hondo ika saka kusvike izvezvi handisi kuziva kuti vamwe vacho vari vapenyu here kana kuti vakafa because vanhu vakawandisa ka vakakuwadzwa ndoti vakakubata vanhu vayaka vanodimbura musoro saka vadimbura musoro ka vamwe vacho vari kuora musango vamwe vacho vari kuvigana pachavo saka pane imwe hotela vanhu vakatizira ikoko vafunga kuti vanokwanisa kuona ndege kamusi zvakaitika ipapo saka varungu vanga vachiriko vakarayiwa vese ipapo vakazovigwawo ipapo saka vamwe vacho vanga vari mumotikari ka vakabatwa futi vakarayiwa ipapo saka zvinhu zvinoshandisa sterity because ka hatina imwe nzira yekuti ungaiti zvakatanga chete vanovhara kwese kwese hapana pekutiza nzvimbo yakatsara chete ndiyo nzvimbo yaine nhingiriki ine gazi yacho ira kuitwa ka saka ipapo ka havasati vakwanisa kusvika ipapo
saka mungati kune zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvakawanda here zviri ikoko tinotarisa kuti nemusi wesvondo yeindependence vacharangarira here zuva iri
pane vamwe ka ndanga ndichitaura navo vekuzimbabwe vanga vachishanda chaizvo ikoko kune gazi saka ini ndanga ndichidraivha ndiri kuno kudistrict asi panzvimbo yacho kunonzi afunjika pane varipo vekuzimbabwe varipo ndinokutaura navo vandiudza kuti vamwe vacho vanobva mumwe wacho akati ari kubva kubudiriro muharare saka ndiye ndagara ndichitaura naye saka kubva musi wacho kusvika izvezvo handizivi kuti ari kupi kuti ari mupenyu here kana kuti zvakamira se because kana foni namba dzake hadzichashandi kusvika izvezvo
saka tomboti kune vamwe vakunzwai pari zvino tsviro yenyu ndeyekuti zvifambe sei kune vamwe vamusiri kubata vakakunzwai paredio
mati ana kubvisisa
vamwe vamusiri kukwanisa kubata zvamati imimi studio inonzwika kune dzimwe nzvimbo ikoko tsviro yenyu ndeyekuti vanzwe kuti chii mungabatsirike sei
hurumende iri kuti ida kubvisa vanhu vese vanga vachiri kupali mhaka vachishanda tiri kutaya kubvisa vanhu vese asi zvizvara zvacho chachaizvemukati muya havasi kubvumidzwa kuti vabude because vakabuda ka vapanduki avakava zvinovaitira izi kuti vaita se vagari ikoko saka vapanduki vari kuitira kuti vanhu vese vabude because wakadimbura musoro ka unotya saka chinangwa chavo chekuti vanhu havabudi kuti vakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvavo vari kuda saka izvozvo ka hurumende iri kuti iri kuzama kubudisa vanhu vese vasiri zvizvara zvenzvimbo yacho iyoyo
aiwa tinotenda vadomingo tichazokubatai tichinzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei muve nezuva rakanaka
maita basa
Ntunga, there, you know, I just literally came across this gentleman on one of the programs that we had earlier on. He actually says he was in the area where this war broke out and he ran away. But he said the biggest thing that he wanted me to hear was that he hopes that some of the people that are still in that area were listening to Studio 7 and they can be able to call and get in touch with him and other people that fled. So we can now get back to our politics of the day, which is independence. I saw Mr. Mavaza, Dr. Mavaza coming in. But I'm not sure what is happening to his phone because I can't see the image and I don't think he has audio. So I think we can carry on and I'll try and get him on the phone.
Indeed, Mav, very, very sad story there coming from Mozambique. Si penduke kuwe dokotela Mpofu. Uthi wena kulo hlupho lapha nxa sikhangela udaba lwe-independence ngoba uthi kulutshwana okokuthakazelela ngoba abantu bayahlupheka, izinto kazihambi kuhle, akula msebenzi, abantu bayadubeka, bayahlukuluzwa njalo. Kodwa abezanu PF and uyezu ubaba uMabaza uzasikhulumela, kodwa abebandla lakhe bathi abantu abanjalo ngaba ngela lokho kuthiwa yi-patriotism, abangelandaba lelizwe labo, abangazigqaji ngalo, yikho nje sebe letha lokho esingathi yi-patriotic bill, umthetho wokuzama ukuphoqa abantu ukuthi babe patriotic. Yikho njalo sebeletha njalo uhlelo lwe-national youth service, bazama ukufundisa abantu ukuthi baziqhenye, babekwazi ukuthi i-independence kayibuyanga kalula. Ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala, iZanu PF ngathi basebenza bacabanga ukuthi i-independence or iZimbabwe yabuya ngenxa yeZanu PF. Kulabantu abaningi abangasomalunga eZanu PF abahamba bayakulwa empini, abanye bafa empini bengasomalunga ebandla leZanu PF. And ukuthi iZanu PF yaletha useZimbabwe ngamanga, baningi abantu abasebenza kanzima, baningi abantu abalwayo, baningi abantu abehlela emakhaya bephekela benikeza ukudla amabutho ayesilwa empini, baningi abantu abazishiyayo njalo elokhuzeni egangeni besilwa. So iZanu PF ayinyeke yasitshela ukuthi uzibuso wabuya ngenxa yeZanu PF kuphela. iZanu PF yaphatheka layo kulweli impi, but kumele sitshelane amaqiniso ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abalwayo empini, abanye babengaso beZanu PF. Sisuka lapho, uzibuse kuyini or independence vele kuyini? Ngoba asingeke sathi sithakazelele uzibuse singakwazi ukuthi uzibuse vele utshoni. Nxa kuthiwa sokulozibuse elizweni, kusho ukuthi bekulempi or bekulokubandlululo obekukhona, abantu sebekhululekile, sebekwazi ukwenza anything abayifunayo. Nxa sithi anything abayifunayo, ngisho ukuthi ukubulalana lani lani lani. But umuntu, umntwana nxa ezalwa usenama-opportunities alingene la abanye abantwana elizweni. Right, umuntu efika umnyaka engu-18 ulelungelo lokuvota, efika ulelungelo lokuba ku-political party ayifunayo, and any muntu osekhulile ulelungelo lokukhankasela ku-politics on any political card ayifunayo. And eZimbabwe singeke sathi lokhu yikho okwenzakalayo manje, ngoba iZanu PF babone ngani yibo bodwa abaletha uzibuse, and babone ngani yibo bodwa okumele babuse elizweni liyane leZimbabwe. And nxa sikhangela izinto zabo youth service zabo patriotic bill, umuntu akafundiswa ukuthi athande ilizwe. Abantu abaphetheyo elizweni yibo kumele benze izinto ezenza abantu bathande ilizwe. Ngisho lokho, kumele kube the freedom for our citizens elizweni, kumele kube lama equal opportunities for our citizens elizweni, kumele kube lama rights abantu elizweni. Umuntu abe le right yoku protest, abe le right yoku form a political party, abe le right to run for political office. Konke lokho eZimbabwe singeke sathi kunikezwa one 50-50 basis ukuthi nxa umuntu engwezana uPF is the same rights nomuntu we-MDC. And ukuthi abantu bathande ilizwe, kulezi ndlela zokuthi service delivery, kumele abantu babe namagesi, babe lamanzi, babe lezikolo, babe le-access to education, babe le-access to health, impilakahle, izibhedlela zibe zisebenzi. Awungeke waba le-situation yokuthi odokotela abalazinto zokusebenzisa. Nxa besiya ku-strike sebexosha umsebenzi, or amanesi sexosha umsebenzi. Ayinyekezeki into enjalo, sizitshela ukuthi silozibuse elizweni. And youth service, the patriotic bill, wonke lokhu, is something that is meant to brainwash abantu. Instead yokuthi iZANU-PF izinoka amakhwapha ikhangela ukuthi kanti vele abantu bazondelani iZANU-PF and abantu bazondelani iZimbabwe. Nxa kulokucabanga ukuthi thina iZimbabwe sayizowenda ngoba so beZANU-PF or siphandle kwelizwe, kuyini okwenza iZANU-PF yenze kanjalo? And ngizawutshela enye into which ebuhlungu but at the same time eliqiniso. Ukhokho wamathi engakazi ngelinye ilanga umgadi wayelokhu esesengu-president around 2003 or something like that. Wanxapha ngelinye ilanga wathi uSmith ube ngcono kulalokhu. Esitho ukuthi uSmith ube ngcono kulo mgadi. Right? And yakwazi wayesithini, wayesitshoni ngakhona okakhulumayo ugogo. Ukuthi uSmith wayesenza lokho okwaku-expected of colonialists to do. Ukubulala abantu lokudlwengula abantu lokubandlulula abantu. That was what colonialists were supposed to do and that's what they were doing. Angithi, but izinto esasisenziwa ngumgabe leZANU-PF after independence, it was unexpected, shocking and worse than what was expected of former colonialists. So ekugcineni kwakho konke, iZANU-PF kumele iyekele ukubona engani yibo bodwa abanikazi belizwe leZimbabwe. Wonke umuntu is equal, wonke ama-citizens are equal, all political parties are equal, ZANU-PF is not superior. And nxa singaqala lapho, kube sokuhlonishwa amalungelo abantu, kube sokuhlonishwa ama-institutions elizwe, because esikubonayo manje ukuthi i-NRZ, iZANU-PF ibone ngani i-NRZ, i-department yeZANU-PF, aso entity ye-state, ibone ngani i-ZUCO, i-private company yeZANU-PF, ibone ngani i-GMB, i-private company yeZANU-PF, ama-university, all our subsidiaries of ZANU-PF, akunjalo. And iZANU-PF xa ingehluleka ukuhlonipha zonke lezi zinto, abantu bazozonda iZANU-PF, abantu bazozonda iZimbabwe. iZimbabwe yeZANU-PF, not iZimbabwe yabo.
Siyabonga, Dr. Kuyivambe njalo, Mav, ndinofunga wato wawana vamavaza weZANU-PF.
Ehe, tavawana vamavaza parishino. Vamavaza mufunzo mkuru ripano ndio kufunza kuti kwamuri nini independence inoreveni kusichukunzwa vanyarikani vedu vamwe vari panapa vanga vari kuti pasi pehurumende yeZANU-PF vazhinji vari kuchema panguva iyo yeindependence.
Tinonzi independent rabiru sununguko izuva ratinopangana senyika yese kwese sebato rimwe chete tichipondera kusunungurwa kwatakaita kubva muubatwa kwatakavarungu wevatema asi dambudziko riripo ndezekuti kana tichisava independent azvireve kuti independence yakureva kuti tagara zvakanaka tava pari tava neupfumi. Upfumi tinotozvisevenzera, tauri wega. Mari tinoisevenzera. Runyararo like we have to work for our peace. We have to cherish our peace atinenge tinayo. Dambudziko rinoti achifunga kuti ndava independent akufunga kuti ndakubvumidzwa kutyora mutemo ndisingasungwi. Kana ndikasungwa ndobva ndati hurumende iri kundidzinyirisa. Kana inside an independent state kune mutemo nekutedzerwa kwemutemo. Saka vazhinji vari kusungwa vatyora mitemo inenge iripo nguva iyoyo. Hazvireve kuti vari kudzinyirirwa nehurumende kana kuti nebato reZANU-PF. Zvinongoreva kuti vatyora mutemo. Saka mutemo ndounovasunga. Saka munhu anosungwa nekutyora kwanenge aita mutemo. In other words, people who are in prisons now and who are claiming to be political prisoners, they are not prisoners of politics. They are prisoners of crime. They have committed a crime and they have wrapped this crime in politics. Tikada kutarisa vana Chimbiru vakambotaura nezvavo, vana Chimbiru vakanga vari kuita dande mutande rekupara mhosva imwe neimwezve, imwe chete iyoyo yekupara mhosva chawarambidzwa ndochavaingoita kurwira rusununguko hazvirere kuparadza mutemo iripo iko zvino izvi hatisi kutongwa nevatorwa tiri kuzvitonga kana tine dambudziko redu tine matauriro atinoita kuhurumende kuti izvi hatisi kuzvifarira kwete kungonoita jema nevadya nekungonekuita mbiri dzonga mumigwagwa yekuda kungoonekwa nekuti ndokunonzi kusununguka the national day is a designated date of which celebrations mark the nationhood of state and a sovereign country and this independence haisi yezanu PF ndiye munhu wese wemuzimbabwe even those who were born free and those who were born bonded we meet together as a human as humanity as Zimbabwe. This is the only day we must forget our political divide and we come together as a nation senyika tigotondera independence day ngarive zuva ratinota
regei timbokubata ipapo Dr. Mavadza let me just ask vasiyampondo vadavid siyampondo vemdc alliance muri kuonawo sei munobvumirana here nezviri kutaurwa nadr mavadza izvi
inini handibvumirani nezviri kutaurwa navamavaza nengari yekuti vamavaza ndinovaona semunhu vanenge vachirarama nekumira nemamiriro anenge akaita zvinhu panguva iyoyo moziya even mvura ikabvongodzeka pane tumwe tumbuyu tinenge tuchirarama tuchiguta nemvonga-mvonga inenge irimo mvura imomo so ikagadzikana vanhu ivava havakwanise kurarama so ndokumwe kutora kwatingaita vanhu vakaita savamavazi right vana mavaza vanotaura kuti ivo upfumi hunosevenzerwa tinozviziva kuti upfumi huno
I think we are losing Mr. Siyampondo there. Mutunga, if you could just chime in while we are trying to sort out the network issue with Mr. Siyampondo. I think we just lost him, but let's try and see if we can get our other guests up. The good doctor, Mutunga, carry on.
Yebo mazi kunjalo dokotela Mpofu umzwile lapho udokotela Mavaza uthi hayi udaba lwe-independence kayisilo daba lwe-MDC kayisilo daba lwe-ZANU PF kayisilo daba lukazibane ludaba lwabantu bonke beZimbabwe lilanga elibalulekileyo mpela emntwini wonke
ukuliqinisa ukuthi lilanga elibalulekileyo empilweni yomuntu wonke kungela ukuthi ngabaliphi ibandla i-political party whether they are gay or straight or whatever as long bengamazimbabwens lilanga labo awuqinisile lapho umabaza singamnikeza lokho but inkinga ingxaki esilayo yikuthi since inception who has presided over the Independence Day celebrations. And since inception, what have been the speeches like, a Heroes Acre or Uma celebrations, Elise? Kusukela kuMgabe, ukuthuka kwama opposition parties, ukuthuka kwamanye amazwe, ukuthuka kwabanye omongameli bamanye amazwe, it's been characteristic of oilo kuze. ZANU PF lama celebrations our independence and since 2000 ukuthuka kwama white commercial farmers also has been the centerpiece yama celebrations and umabaza ukhuluma ngalokho athi the rule of law and equality before the law and of course siyakwazi ukuthi everyone is supposed to be Zimbabwe this is not what is happening in practice asikho okwenzakalayo okwamanje ukuthi wonke umuntu ulamalungelo alingeneyo before umthetho or before inkantolo ezinye izigwebo ezinikezwa abantu uyabona ukuthi izigwebo zepolitiki asezo zigwebo zokuthi umuntu uphambanisile right eZimbabwe I think yikho lapho kodwa esilalokho okuthiwa ngamajele jails Some other countries have moved into correctional service. Ukuthi umuntu nqa yoni uyalungisisizwe. Angithi but thina sile system le which attempts to punish. And Zanu-PF is politically used jail system to punish opponents. Even to an extent, some members of the judiciary have been captured by the ruling Zanu-PF, by the ruling party. So at the end of the day, in as much as independence is qhakathekile emuntwini wonke weZimbabwe, but indlela esiphathana ngayo or indlela esiphethwe ngayo yiZanu-PF, itshengisela ukuthi independence ayinafiki ebantwini abaningi. Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe abakabile independence.
Thanks, dear Doc. Let me bring in Dr. Mabaza. Dr. Mabaza, interesting point there from Dr. Mpofu. He says that the judiciary is captured by ZANU-PF, therefore we cannot talk about an independent Zimbabwe when the judiciary is doing the bidding for ZANU-PF. Plus, we saw recently the United States government coming up with a damning report that alleged gross human rights violations by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. Also, we saw Amnesty International blasting the government for human rights violations. And today, Amnesty had another damning report about statelessness in Zimbabwe. People who were born in Zimbabwe for, decades, generations, who are still stateless. They don't have documents, including those whose parents were killed during the Gugurawundi massacres. How do you respond to that? Those who say there is no independence in Zimbabwe, are they not justified when we look at all these issues being leveled against the government?
I think let me answer it one by one. The first issue, the judiciary in Zimbabwe is not captured by ZANU-PF. And what Dr. Mpofu is failing to understand is that the system we have now, our judges are not appointed by president anymore. They are elected by people. People interview the judges in Harare and Bulawayo. And if you want to realize and to know very well, 90% of the people in towns are MDC. That's why all the councils are run by MDC. So people in Harare, they are the ones who interview the judges. So the judges we have now are technically there on the mandate of the MDC people, whether the ones who interviewed them and the ones who recommended them for judging positions. So it is really a fallacy to say the judiciary is captured, because it is not. Furthermore, we need to understand that when you commit a crime, the only country in the southern of Africa where they still respect the rule of law is Zimbabwe. The party or the president does not say anything. The president only interferes with a prison sentence when he is giving an amnesty. And when he does give an amnesty, he is not the one who come up with the list. He is given a list recommended to him by civil servants who work as prison officers or in prison. So in other words, all this which happens, the president ceremoniously gives a nod. But it's not him, it's not ZANU-PF. Now, secondly, the report from the American government on Zimbabwe and vilifying the president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, you notice that is a one-sided report. And it's nothing to listen to, because Zimbabwe has done the best it could. After or during this new dispensation, a lot of things have changed. The lot of independence of demonstrations, judiciary, political activism has grown very, very high, and nobody is being punished for your political opinion. People who are arrested, they might have they commit crimes during a political situation. Being a political party member
does not mean that you are allowed to commit a crime. You will be arrested in And again, if you want to look at what has been happening in the issues of corruption, Zimbabwe has been arresting ministers, sitting ministers, former ministers. And if you look at them, 99.5% of those ministers and senior government officials, most of them are ZANU-PF. They are the ones who have been arrested. They are the ones who are in court as we speak. And none of them is from opposition. It does not mean that opposition is clean. No. But ZANU-PF is trying to clean the system, starting with those who think they are powerful. But now coming to the complaints that there are some people who are in Zimbabwe now who could not be assisted. There has been people have been informed that if your relatives have died during the war, either the civil war, which people now call Gukurahundi, or whether during the liberation war, in all those two wars, you approach the district offices if they are children who do not have birth certificates. They only want your headman or a sabuk to come with and say, I know this child, the parents were killed in our village, and there's nobody else to vouch for them. Just that is enough. You get a birth certificate. And that amnesty on birth certificates and ID cards has been running now without an ID card or birth certificate or anything, because the parents either died during Gukurahundi, in brackets, or during the independence war. They can still go approach their district offices and they will be given the IDs and without a problem, as long as their headman write a letter supporting that I'm the headman and this is the position. So people who are not going to take advantage of this invitation, they are the ones who go around trying to blame ZANU-PF for their own laziness. People
have
to go out and take those ID cards because they are there for them.
Time is on our side, yes. So let me just get in the opposition to weigh in on what you have just said. Vasya, tasarwa ne 3 minutes chete takamoti gaga kuchiro chigopinzo zvakare kwedu tisati tavhara chirongwa.
Thank you very much, marvelous. But I think Dr. Mabaza is not being sincere, or he's deliberately seeking to insult the intelligence of Zimbabweans. Right? Mm-hmm. Let me start by looking at the issue of maybe birth certificates, because the other things that he talked about, really, I cannot comment to such falsehoods that is parading here. Right? So on birth certificates, personally, I went as a social worker. I helped kids to attain these birth certificates. It's not as simple as you are saying it, right? So it's a very long and tiresome process. And the letter from a sabuk or whoever you are talking to, yes, it's one of the documents that is needed, but it doesn't complete the cycle. So please, let's not lie to people. If you have little information about how a process goes, please, let's avoid commenting on such issues, because we have people who genuinely need these documents. And for you to come here and start spraying propaganda, I don't think that's okay and will be allowed.
We have to leave it there, gentlemen. I know we could
continue,
Dr. Mabaza and Dr. Mpofu, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, we have run out of time.
Wrap it up. For another day in Chunga, it seems emotions are really high, so Dr. Mpofu. And Dr. Mabaza, maybe we can have this conversation on another day where we flesh out all the issues that you're both bringing out so that we can hear from both sides what your views are. So we'd like to thank all those that were with us. We just had there from Dr. Mpofu and also Dr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF. We have David Siampondo of MBC Alliance. I'm Marvelous Nsanganya. We are saying have a very good weekend and happy Independence on Sunday.
And I'm Tungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.